from the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Appreciate you being with me this morning. Tuesday, November 24th, we got a great show in store for you today. Adam Story coming up here soon, Vice Chancellor for the Diocese of Des Moines, Director of Marriage and Family Life. We're going to talk about the freedom of commitment today. You know, we live in a world that doesn't like to commit to much, but there is freedom in commitment. And Adam and I are going to talk all about why that is. At 7:40 today, Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show. 7:45, looking forward to this. Michael Heinlein is going to be on. He's the editor of Simply Catholic. He has a degree in theology from the Catholic University of America, former editor of the Catholic Answer magazine. He is going to be talking about Finding Christ in the Crisis. Yes, a new book out from OSV, and looking forward to talking to Michael. I really follow a lot of his stuff, and he really just does a great job. So we'll talk about Finding Christ in the Crisis. More on that coming up here soon. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa and your saint of the day. Let's get to it. Let's offer our day to Almighty God with our morning offering as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you. How are you on this very damp and wet day?
It came down yesterday, but it was not in the form of rain.
No, it changed a little too soon, didn't it? And it came down a little sooner. They said around rush hour it would move in, and it came in about 2 o'clock and in the form of that white stuff, John, from the sky. Thankfully, most of it melted on the surface, but the grassy areas, oh, by the way, the grass that you just mowed, thank goodness you did, because it was all white yesterday. You're still there,
well,
sir?
Well, the only reason why can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
Okay. I was going to say the only reason why it snowed yesterday is because I got a car wash on Monday. So that's the only reason it snowed.
Well, thanks for the warning. Please don't wash your car for a while. Yeah, don't wash your car for a while. That usually does it. That usually triggers everything in another way. But, yeah, we got 2 inches of snow at the Des Moines Airport. Most of it's melted because it started raining overnight, and it's going to be warmer, so we're not going to get that today. But northeast Iowa under a winter weather advisory this morning. They've got snow up there, Waterloo area, Highway 20, all the way up to Dubuque, so they've got a little bit different type of weather than we do here.
They've gotten hit a little bit harder than we have over the last year, so I'll take it right now.
Yes, they will. Okay. Well, let's get right to it this morning on a very damp Tuesday morning from the WHO-TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies, rain, and 35 degrees with a southeast wind at 11 miles per hour. And today it'll be rain throughout most of the day, a high of 47 degrees with southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, rain overnight, low of 39 degrees. Then tomorrow, rain early and then partly cloudy later on your Wednesday, high of 46 degrees. Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, partly cloudy, dry. It'll be our warmest day, high of 52 degrees. And on Friday, partly cloudy and dry with a high of 47 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, Iowa now drops to the seventh highest for new COVID cases in the United States. That's down from several weeks at third highest, as ranked by the New York Times using data from Johns Hopkins University COVID Tracking Project. Now, the charts show new COVID cases have fallen every day since peaking in Iowa back on November 13th. And there's more good news in the numbers posted yesterday from the Iowa Department of Public Health. COVID hospitalizations are now down for a fourth day in a row after several weeks of new daily records throughout most of November. Now, COVID rates are still high, but are falling. Deaths are dropping, too. New charts from the Iowa Department of Public Health indicate the downward trend in both numbers. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the end of Week 11 in the NFL, had the Los Angeles Rams defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-24 down in Tampa, Florida. Last night, right here in Des Moines, USHL Hockey, the Des Moines Buccaneers picking up a win as they defeated Dubuque 9-3 at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Buccaneers off to a 2-0 start. And once again, all Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities have been suspended through December 7th due to the spike of COVID-19 coronavirus cases here in central Iowa. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have cloudy skies, rain in the area, 35 degrees with a southeast wind at 11 miles per hour. And today we will see rain throughout the day, cloudy skies with a high of 47 degrees, southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy Medical Center. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are looking good for us this morning besides the wet road, so just take it easy as you make it out and about this morning. 235 heading in from the west and east mixers, running 7 minutes in either direction, and we are accident-free to start things off. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently. Online at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, the Vice Chancellor for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
You know, we live in a world that says I don't want to commit to much because I enjoy keeping my options open. And we've heard that before, you know, keeping your options open is kind of a good thing. But, you know, the Bible says something different. You sit on the fence long enough and the iron's going to start to rot your soul. And that's something that's always stuck with me, that there's real freedom in commitment. And that's something I think that we don't talk enough about here in our faith.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's true. And, you know, it's a common misconception in our world today that, you know, by postponing any decisions, we're, you know, giving ourselves a greater freedom or a greater authenticity or whatever it is. But, you know, we're made for love, and we know that in our faith. We're made for love, and love is a decision. It's a choice, and it's the decision to make a self-gift to someone or to make a self-gift to in some way or some way. And, you know, it always brings me back to Chesterton's comment where, you know, Chesterton, you know, says he talks about the idea of what he calls free love. And he says, really, there's no such thing. He said, it's the nature of love to bind itself, that, you know, every couple, every lover wants to bind themselves to each other. And the church, you know, the church grants them the privilege or the respect to allow them to do what their heart desires. And, you know, this is true in marriage, but it's true in all sorts of areas of our life, that love compels us to choose. It compels us to commit. And that commitment becomes, it's sort of like, you know, I think of it almost like the block that swimmers stand on when they push off of that place of that foundation that you're able to launch off of into your vocation, into your calling, into God's plan for you. That's what commitment is, and that's a gift. That strengthens us. We don't lose anything from doing that.
Yeah, I like how you go Chesterton here, because this is really where I get what the topic of today was. Chesterton talked a lot about, running on one side of the road. He said it's the people that run in the middle of the road that end up getting hit by the car. But what God calls us to do is make a choice, to make a decision in our lives. And that decision, I'm bringing it back to, is either for him or without him. And he doesn't, our Lord doesn't really leave us a lot of wiggle room here. He says, you're either for me or you're against me.
Yeah, I think what the choice does to create even another image, but the choice, when we make a choice and when we make a commitment in one area of our life, that's getting into the game. You know, people say, well, I don't want to commit because my options are open and stuff like that. To me, that's choosing to sit on the sideline through the whole game. You know, if you really want the adventure of life, if you really want the drama of life, you have to get into the game. You have to make a choice.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, my friend. The freedom of commitment. There is freedom in committing our lives to Christ Jesus and doing so, especially today. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, Vice Chancellor for the Diocese of Des Moines. Talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, John.
All right. Today, coming up next, 6 creative ways to pray at work. Do you pray at work? Or do you kind of see work as kind of a drudgery where I pray before work or I pray after work? But there's some ways that you can pray at work. I got those for you coming up right after this. Michael Heinlein in the second half hour. You do not want to miss this. Finding Christ in the Crisis is his new book out by OSV, What the Pandemic Can Teach Us. Him and Father Harrison put this book together, and it's already got rave reviews. We'll talk to Michael Heinlein right after the saint of the day today. Don't go anywhere. John Lee Nettie in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show on this November 24th. And thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. Landscape and Design, yes, a Catholic veteran-owned family, a wide range of high-quality hardscape services, including paver patios, sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. Honesty and integrity you can count on. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That's fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you, Blessma International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessma International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Hello, my friends. Father Wade Menezes here of EWTN's Open Line Tuesday, where topics of faith, family, and fellowship are discussed each week, along with my giving general pastoral advice and catechesis. I'm asking you to faithfully support your local Catholic radio station, help give the Catholic faith to others by promoting solid Catholic programming in your local area. I strongly encourage you to become a faithful steward to your local Catholic radio station.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you also to Blessman International for underwriting the show and all they do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. You know, one of the things that I think is neat about them is they don't just feed the hungry. They help the hungry continue with sustainable sources of food for their friends there in Limpopo, South Africa, by operating and managing vegetable farms, chicken farms, fish farming initiatives as well. Beginning in 2001, continuing today. BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Thanks again for underwriting the show. You know, some of us, and I've fallen into this as well, we get our prayers in before, we get our prayers in at night, and we forget that at work, we're presented with many different opportunities to pray. Maybe you're on your way to work right now, and I know work can be pretty stressful at times, and, you know, especially maybe even working remotely from home, we just kind of check out during those 8-10 hours that we got to work. But you know, work can also be a prayer. This is something that I've learned from many of the saints. Work can also be a prayer. I've got six ways here to be able to pray at work. Oftentimes, we see work as maybe, as I said before, a drudgery or something. But why not see it as faithfully carrying out our duties? There's one way that we can offer our day to Almighty God. There's one way that we can offer our work to Almighty God by being responsible with our tasks and doing things with greater glory of God. And you're already praying when you're doing that. You do things maybe that you otherwise would do complaining, but you do it with joy. You know, what if today, here's a crazy idea. You ready for this, friends? What if today we did all of our duties faithfully without complaining? There wasn't one ounce of complaint in our lives. What if today was the day that you and I did not complain one time for the other duties that we have to do today? And maybe it's not even just work, but maybe it's, I don't know, cleaning the dishes off the table. Maybe it's changing a diaper. Maybe it's running an errand that we got to run. Maybe a spouse forgot something at the store that you wanted. Maybe you go, instead of complaining about it, maybe you go back to the store and get it. But what if today we faithfully did all of our duties, and we did so, all the tasks, everything that was presented to us at work and at home, without complaint, and instead did it with joy? And you think about that today, we kind of would pat ourselves on the back and think, oh, that's great. You know, I did a great job. But what if that happened tomorrow? And what if that happened on Thanksgiving? And then what if that happened on Friday and Saturday and Sunday? And there was a habit that was formed in us where all that we did, even the most, you know, worthless of tasks, all we did was out of joy with a smile on our face. Think of what that would do. Think of the message that would send to our spouses. Think of the message that would send to our kids. Think of the message that would send to our grandkids. I think it'd send a big message. Faithfully carrying out all of our duties with joy. One way that we can pray. Again, we're not doing that because it's, you know, 10 steps to a better you. We're doing that because it's going to help us in our discipleship. We're doing that, obviously, because it's helping us in our relationship with our Lord. Because that's what God calls us to. Not to hang our heads, not to complain, but to do all that we are presented with the joy of Christ Jesus. All right, what about putting your headphones on, maybe at work, and taking on Iowa Catholic Radio? Maybe during a break, you sit back for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you put your headphones in, you turn on the Iowa Catholic Radio app, boom. Or what if you take a break with us every morning and you pray the rosary? I know people that pray the rosary with us two times a day. Or what if at 3 o'clock? Every time at 3 o'clock, that's going to be your coffee break. 20 minutes, it's even less than that. But you put your headphones in, turn on the Iowa Catholic Radio app, and you pray the Divine Mercy with us. You know, there's different rosary apps out there as well. Different Divine Mercy chaplets. It doesn't have to be at 3 o'clock. That's traditionally when we pray it here at Iowa Catholic Radio, traditionally when the church prays that prayer, obviously because it was the time of our Lord's death. But what if you put the headphones in once in a while and you just offer your prayers? Take a nice break, quote unquote, sometimes instead of just going to the water cooler, as they say. Said maybe you put the headphones in and you offer a prayer to our Lord. Or maybe even you're doing something, maybe it's something that you're able to do mindlessly. Maybe otherwise you're listening to music. Turn on Iowa Catholic Radio on the app. Or not just Iowa Catholic Radio, but maybe turn on YouTube and find a spiritual channel. Be able to listen to someone talk about our Lord. Different ways that we can offer, again, ourselves to our Lord in prayer. Look for the hidden blessings today. You know, there's many ways in which God manifests himself during the day. Are we aware of those ways? Are we looking for those hidden blessings? Are we thanking God for those hidden blessings? Do we have a grateful heart for what God has given us today? You know, to be aware of that, I think, is key for us, because it could be easy for us just to kind of, you know, something good happens in our life or something good happens in our day, and we just kind of expect it, or we just kind of, you know, roll through it, don't even think much about it. But do we turn to God in gratitude for all that we have, all that we're presented with? Again, even the hidden blessings of the day. It's as simple as turning to the Lord with a grateful heart. Thank you, Lord. You know, thank you for this. And not a oh, thank God sort of thing, but a true thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Throughout our day, again, we're saturating ourselves in prayer. This is what prayer is. Again, gratitude, going to God, faithfully carrying out our tasks, the duties that God has given us today, to do so with a joyful heart, a joyful spirit. To again saturate our day, maybe with a rosary or with the Divine Mercy chaplet. You know, at Iowa Catholic Radio, we pray at the top and bottom of every hour to be able to remind us, first and foremost, whose we are, and then to be able to propel us into that relationship even further. Gratitude, looking for the blessings, the hidden blessings that we have. And then, you know, today, friends, what if you were just to throw up prayers every once in a while? You know, the honest, short prayers, you know, that sometimes we otherwise wouldn't pray. You know, I sit down for my hour in the morning, or I sit down for my half hour in the morning with my Bible, or I pray evening prayer or night prayer at night, or I do my rosary and all of that. But what about throughout the day, just talking to God? Do you have that kind of relationship as you would maybe just talk to a spouse or talk to a friend? But talking to God, not asking him about maybe some of the big decisions that we have to make today or tomorrow. And again, talking to him about some of the things that you might think, well, I don't need to talk to him about this, but just creating that relationship, nurturing that relationship over and over again. You know, another way that you can pray throughout the day is to stop at noon and pray the Angelus. The Angelus is one of my favorite prayers. It's a short prayer that can bring us closer to Our Lady. You recite this prayer at noon, as I said. And it's a simple prayer. Just Google Angelus. At St. Pius, traditionally, before the pandemic, we would pray this prayer as a gathering after the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday. That was something that I always really enjoyed. We'll get back to it. But, you know, to pray this prayer, the Holy Father prays it at noon every day, but he also gives an Angelus address on Sundays. We sometimes talk about it on the show on Mondays. But to stop at noon, when we otherwise maybe would eat lunch or take time off, and to first and foremost give that time to our Lord through Our Lady, asking her to be with us throughout the day. You know, one of the things, if you're catching the pattern that I really enjoy most about our faith, is the faith traditionally will associate times with very important prayers. You know, again, as I said, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the time is at 3 o'clock, the Angelus at noon. You know, and we have those times consistent here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the Rosary. You can find it consistently here on Iowa Catholic Radio at a certain time. Actually, at times. We have a couple times a day. The importance of that, though, again, is to help us create that pattern of prayer throughout our day. Rather than just kind of going to God sporadically, we go to God in a plan, a spiritual plan, a divine plan that we've set for ourselves. And finally, we pray for our coworkers. Do you pray for those people that bug you? Do you pray for those people that annoy you? Do you offer tasks or offer different things that you're going to do for this person? You know, today you're going to do something that you otherwise don't like doing at work. Why don't you offer it for him or for her that maybe annoy you the most? You know, giving God those people in our lives as well. The Lord says, pray for your enemies. You may not have enemies at work, but you might have people that bug you. You might have people that annoy you on a regular basis. If that's the case, give them to God. Those, again, things, small things. Maybe if every task that we did today, every small task we offered for something or someone, think of what that would do for us. Think if we did that for the next week. Think of the graces that our Lord would pour into us. Graces to be more merciful. Graces to be more loving. Graces to be more forgiving. It doesn't happen when we close ourselves off to our Lord. It happens always when we avail ourselves to our Lord. Those are six simple ways, friends, for us to be able to pray throughout the day, for us to be able to pray at work, faithfully carrying out our duties. Maybe once in a while, putting those headphones in and turning on Iowa Catholic Radio, the app, praying the Rosary with us, Divine Mercy Chaplet, looking for those hidden blessings and being grateful for them, offering short prayers once in a while to our Lord, just a conversation, saying the Angelus at noon or offering our tasks for those people that annoy us or bug us the most. This is how we become a people of mercy. This is how we become a people of love. This is how we become a people of prayer. Don't think that the work you have to do today is getting in the way of your spiritual life. The Lord has given us these tasks right here, planted this for us to be able to help us always, everything, grow in relationship with Him. Second half hour, a brand new book out called Finding Christ in the Crisis, What the Pandemic Can Teach Us. Michael Heinlein is going to be on to talk about it. This book is flying off the charts already. Looking forward to talking to him. Also with Father Harrison. It is just going to be Michael Heinlein, not Father Harrison, but I'm a big fan of Father Harrison as well. We'll have that for you coming up second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Friends, thanks for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Bell Construction. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. Residential re-roofs for over 30 years, 963-4494. I haven't talked to Dean in a little while. It's probably been a couple weeks now, but I'll tell you, one of the things that I admire about Dean is he listens to Iowa Catholic Radio, but he wants to support us for us, not just for him. And that's something that I think is interesting about most of the people that support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. They believe in the power of what Iowa Catholic Radio is doing and has done in the lives of so many, countless amounts of people right here in Central Iowa. 963-4494, residential re-roofs. Thanks, Dean, for underwriting the show. 963-4494. Father Andrew now at today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen, and what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. The Gospel of the Lord. Imagine how you might feel if you heard someone claiming to be the Son of God, prophesying about the destruction of your house of worship, especially while it's still being rebuilt. On top of that, he exhorts the people, and we can learn from this as well, to not be so horrified by calamities as to see them as signs that we're in the end times. With faith, we believe that this man Jesus, who warns us about these things, is the same person as the Messiah who delivers us through such travails.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reaches the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. Christ Jesus, each king. It's Tuesday, November 24th. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Michael Heinlein is going to be on about his new book, Finding Christ in the Crisis. I have him on coming up here soon to talk all about the pandemic and how it is that this can and should propel us in our relationship with our Lord. Let's offer our day to Almighty God as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, our words, our joys, and our sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, good sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you on a very short week with the holiday approaching on Thanksgiving. How you doing?
No show on Thursday and Friday. So just so everyone knows, we'll be offering our Thanksgiving to God, but just not on the air, this show anyway. But we'll still have Iowa Catholic Radio on, so tune in throughout as you maybe do make it a little bit of a smaller gathering this year than normal, but make sure to keep Iowa Catholic Radio at the forefront.
No question about it. And that's also a hint for our listeners out there. That means Prediction Friday has been moved to tomorrow, Prediction Wednesday.
Yes.
So be prepared, folks.
Yeah, well, Friday's a big day, of course, 11 o'clock, too. The Hawks play at 11, I believe, right?
Let's see. Iowa State plays at 11. Iowa plays at noon, and then Notre Dame's at 2:30. Matter of fact, the Iowa State game, once it's over, they'll join the Notre Dame game. They're both on ABC, so it's all on Friday, my friend.
So we get nothing done on Friday. All right. We should tell those people in our lives that. Make sure everyone knows.
Well, you had that segment on about prayer, John, and when to pray.
Yeah.
And I, you know, during every Dowling football game, and, you know, we have nine regular season games normally plus the playoffs, I have older lady who I've known for many, many years and her family. She prays the rosary, and normally she can get through quite a few rosaries. Depends if we go overtime or not. But and I said, well, you know, why do you always pray the rosary? I pray that you won't lose your voice or you won't go off the air. That's what I pray, so I can hear the final score. That's the prayer.
That's
what it's
that's
about,
the
John.
Prayer right there. Yeah, I am offering many prayers throughout the Iowa State game. So we'll continue that tradition going.
Yeah, I'm sure you have and will continue, as you guys should. So just wanted to throw that out there a little bit about prayer. We got a lot of rosaries being sent during a Dowling game, so I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I did know that, and I think that's why we've won, seven straight?
Seven straight. We've got to start a new streak next year because Ankeny took care of that. But, you know, it's always a lot of fun, and we have a great time.
I'm in.
All right. Let's get right to it. A very damp day in store here in central Iowa today from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios, we have cloudy skies, a lot of rain in the area now, 36 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 11 miles per hour. Yesterday, we had 2 inches of snow reported at the Des Moines International Airport. Obviously, some of that is melting now with the rain. And today, the rain will continue, a high of 47 degrees here in central Iowa with southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, rain, overnight low of 39 degrees. Then tomorrow, rain in the morning, partly cloudy later in the day for your Wednesday, a high of 46 degrees. And on Thanksgiving Day, it'll be our best day of the week as far as weather. Partly cloudy, dry, high of 52 degrees. And on Friday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 47 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, Iowa now drops to seventh highest for new COVID cases in the United States. That's down from several weeks at third highest as ranked by the New York Times using data from the Johns Hopkins University COVID tracking project. The charts show that new COVID cases have fallen every day since peaking in Iowa back on November 13th. And there's more good news in new numbers posted yesterday from the Iowa Department of Health. COVID hospitalizations are now down for a fourth day in a row after several weeks of new daily records through most of November. Now, COVID rates are still high, but are falling. Deaths are dropping, too. New charts from the Iowa Department of Public Health indicate the downward trend in both numbers. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the end of week number 11 in the NFL, and the Los Angeles Rams pick up a big win on the road as they defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-24 in Tampa, Florida. Last night, right here in Des Moines, USHL hockey, the Des Moines Buccaneers remain undefeated as they defeated Dubuque by the score of 9-3 at Wells Fargo Arena. And a reminder, all Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities have been suspended through December 7th due to the spike of COVID-19 cases here in central Iowa. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have rain and 36 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 11 miles per hour. Today, the rain will continue throughout the day, a high of 47 degrees with southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident-free and no major delays to pass along this morning. Again, just take it easy out there with those wet roadways as you head out and about. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Despite attempts to uproot the faith, today's martyrs show that it is firmly rooted in our world. St. Andrew Dunglack and companions today. They were Catholics in Vietnam who were martyred between the years of 1820 and 1864. The king of one of the kingdoms banned all foreign missionaries and tried to make all Vietnamese deny their faith by trampling on a crucifix. Like the priest holes in Ireland during English persecution, many hiding places were offered in the homes of the faithful. Severe persecutions were again launched three times in the 19th century. During the six decades after 1820, between 100,000 and 300,000 Catholics were killed or subjected to great hardship. Foreign missionaries martyred in the first wave included priests of the Paris Mission Society and Spanish Dominican priests. Eventually, a peace treaty protecting Catholics was reached between France and Vietnam, and a great reminder that the blood of the martyrs are indeed the seeds of the church. By 1954, there were over a million Catholics in the country. A million! Think of that. Today we ask St. Andrew Dunlack and companions to pray for us. Amen. Hey, you would think there'd be no one. After 300,000 Catholics were killed or subjected to great hardship, you would think everyone would have left. You'd think people would deny their faith. You'd think it would be over. but yet there were a million. Beautiful. Thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning is. Appreciate you. Been in practice for over 30 years. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Hi, Gene.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning to you. What do we got coming up on your show?
Well, I just know that you're going to be very jealous.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm just saying that. Our topic today is the saints among us. And we're going to learn, we're going to get to know Blessed Stanley Rother through his first cousins.
Wow.
I know.
That's awesome.
Laura Rother Westermeyer and his cousin father, Don Wolf, will be joining me. So Blessed Stanley Rother lived, and he was born in 1935. He was a martyr in Guatemala. And, you know, I think sometimes it's like the saints are these far off, distant, holy, wonderful people. You don't ever think about the milking cows.
Sure.
Growing up.
Sure.
Or playing ball, you know. And yet, here, Stanley Rother, I mean, his cousin lives in Iowa City.
It's awesome.
So, you know, it's like, isn't that cool that, I mean, the saints are among us. So we're going to get to know Blessed Stanley Rother from his first cousins.
I think that will be a show to definitely tune into today, friends. 10 o'clock in the morning, you can check out the podcast of Gene Wells, Straight Talk. That's at iowacatholicradio.com. First cousin of Father Stanley Rother. Blessed Stanley Rother. Awesome, Gene. Good for you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Yep. God bless. Bye.
All right. Coming up right after this, Michael Heinlein's going to be on about the new book, Finding Christ in the Crisis During This Pandemic. Where is our Lord? We'll talk to Michael all about it. I've got a ton of questions here. He wrote this book, Father Harrison. It's very inexpensive, by the way. We'll give you an opportunity to be able to get it. Maybe give it to those people that are suffering right now, those people that you know in your life. John Lee, 90 in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show. And thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Quality, not just the customer service that you will find, extensive quality, but the commitment to the quality of workmanship and the materials used. That's next to none. Originally founded 1999, over 20 years in business, goldenrulephc.com. That is goldenrulephc.com. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, November 24th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. Emmaus House is offering a variety of spiritual opportunities virtually next month, including their online Advent retreat on Thursday, December 3rd. During this holiday season, when our lives and celebrations may not be as we had hoped, join Emmaus for a quiet evening of prayer, listening to God's gentle voice, and reminding us of our true hope. This one-time event is $15, and you can register at theemmaushouse.org. If you're divorced and looking for comfort and counsel consistent with Catholic Church teaching, then you may want to check out the Catholic's Divorce Survival Guide. This 12-week group begins December 6th at Holy Trinity Parish in Beaverdale. Email Bill and Ann Moore for more information or to register. They're at moorefamilydsm@gmail.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, familydsm@gmail.com. The Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa can help you with end-of-year giving options. We encourage you to support your parish and school, which, like many other places, are needing help to maintain their outreach to the needy during the pandemic. You can give for short-term needs or work with the foundation to provide long-term assistance for your parish, school, or Catholic charity of choice. Call Sue or Brooke at the Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa for more information. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Listen to Making It Personal with Bishop William Joneson Friday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio or on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning.
Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction.
Dream Dirt's online equipment auction, Farm Bid, is an online auction house for farm machinery. We take your equipment photos and information and create listings for our customers to make it as easy as possible to get started selling machinery online. And each item is advertised individually to get the most exposure. Bidding happens 24/7 at bid.dreamdirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion.
Go to our next guest of the day. Co-author of the book Finding Christ in the Crisis: What the Pandemic Can Teach Us, Michael Heinlein joins me. Hey, Michael.
Good morning.
Well, you say, we can learn something from this, these last 9 months. But you say God is speaking through this time.
Yes, He absolutely is. I mean, God is always speaking. God is always active. And that is part of what we believe as Christians and as Catholics. And so I think that it's a real missed opportunity if we don't take a chance to pause and to think about all this, to reflect upon it through the lens of faith, and ask the Lord, what are you wanting to teach us? What are you speaking to us in this moment? There are all sorts of things that obviously we can derive from that, and it can come to us through prayer and contemplation and through the ministry of the church as well. But we need to at least take that opportunity, and that's what we're trying to do with this book, is start that conversation.
What are some of the lessons that you found that we can learn or people are learning during this time?
Well, there were kind of two main scriptural themes that we pulled out from our own contemplations, me and my co-author, Father Harrison Eyre from British Columbia in Canada. He and I were talking about this for quite some time and came down with the idea that we have to look at the Israelites in the Old Testament, particularly in the Babylonian exile, where they lost everything that they had, where their lives were upended, where everything changed. But in the midst of that, they were able to remember the goodness of the Lord. They were able to maintain that hope that God would provide for them, even in the midst of the storm, and that they could turn their mourning into rejoicing, that they could sing songs of joy to the Lord in a foreign land. And that's something that we need to think about as we're facing so many changes and so many challenges. The second thing that we thought stuck out most of all is that we need to recognize what's at the heart of our faith, and that's Jesus Christ and His cross. The cross is what stands at the center. There's a saying from the Carthusian way of life, St. Bruno, who was their founder. He said that the cross stands still while the world is turning. And we need to recognize that, and we need to not be afraid to embrace the cross that Christ gives. And certainly, the ways in which we have to amend our lives and the ways that are being forced upon us because of this pandemic are cruciform. They are a form of a cross, but we have to adapt to that, and we have to embrace it willingly as Christ embraced His cross for the good of others.
You talk about the Israelites at the beginning here. There were times where many of them maybe felt or did feel, as we read, that they were abandoned by our Lord. But that was never the case. That our God continues to remind us that He walks with us. And there's a great quote from St. Teresa of Avila that I've always remembered. And she said, "The feeling remains that God is on the journey too." And I've always remembered that, meaning that, you know, we can oftentimes think that God is, you know, the prize at the end of the finish line, but yet God is walking with us. And even in the midst of any pain or suffering, discomfort that we might be going through right now, Michael.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think that that has been augmented by the fact that we've been restricted from receiving the sacraments in a variety of different ways, that churches were closed at different times or may even be now. It's been very hard for Catholics to process because it's so foreign to the way that we live our faith. And so it's hard to recognize that there are some fundamental truths that we take for granted, you know, like we are baptized. What does that mean? It means that we're grafted onto the body of Christ, that we are members of his body, and where we are, he is. It's hard for us to remember that because we're so used to taking the Eucharist perhaps every day, which is such a phenomenal gift. But we have to remember that our faith can grow, our faith can be nourished in spite of the fact that we can't receive communion for a period of time. That's just one example. But yes, God is with us. God is right there. He is always at our side, and we cannot forget that.
We're not masochists. So you mentioned the cross, but we don't have to go look for suffering, and we don't try to, you know, increase our sufferings in this. But yet the cross is still there, and that we, our Lord has still called us to bear it when those times have come. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, over the last 9 months, I don't think there's anyone that hasn't gone through some kind of suffering that we can give over to our Lord. But again, putting, as you have done, the cross paramount right at the center of all of our lives, and to remember that we are a people that are to die with Christ in order for us to rise with him.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the cross is put on our shoulders. The cross, as you say, is not something that we go looking after. We know that it's a cross to take on all these added duties and responsibilities to keep the vulnerable and the elderly safe. We know that it's a way of life that we want to adapt, not to bring illness to others. That is not necessarily something that's easy, and that's going to come with a cost. But Jesus tells us the greatest love that we can have is to lay down our lives for others. And so that's the challenge that's placed before us in this moment, is how can we carry that cross that has been put upon us and do so with love, because love should be our motivator of all things. As St. Paul says, love is the greatest of all the virtues, and that's what Jesus himself teaches us from the cross.
We are a number of months into this now, Michael, and I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, and I've been thinking about this in my own prayer life, is I don't want to say to the Lord, well, what I would have done or what I could have done or what I should have done during this time. I hope to God that it never happens again. But I, again, don't want to look back on the course of my life and say, well, I could have done that, or I wish I would have done that during these times of struggle. What are some ways, or what is a way that we can really kind of make this time that we've been given here, as uncomfortable as it is, holy?
Well, one of the ways that we have kind of proposed is to take an examination of our lives and to say, well, what are we doing to embrace the various challenges that are put before us? For instance, our social lives look very different than they might have a year ago, right? Especially as we're heading into this Thanksgiving and Christmas season. We're going to have to step back and be separated from a lot of our families and friends. And so we have to ask ourselves, how is that going to kind of bear fruit in our lives? What does it mean to be cut off, so to speak, in a physical way from those who are dear to us? But what about those gaps that are now left in our schedule? What are we doing with those? What about the times in which we would have been spending with family and friends? How are we turning now to the Lord and taking advantage of whatever this kind of upended schedule might mean? And so how can it bear fruit? How are we praying more? How are we teaching the faith more in our families and in our homes? That's one of the big things we've tried to stress, is what is the domestic church? What does it mean to live the faith at our homes in such a way that we truly are the church visible? And this pandemic is giving us all these chances to think about how can we reinvest ourselves and really truly become disciples in this moment. We propose in the book the example of St. Damian of Molokai as a kind of fitting figure to pull everything together at this moment as well. So we have to look at the lives of the saints.
I'm with you on that. You've made this book affordable to everyone, just $1.95, friends. Where can people get the book?
Yes, they can go to OSV Catholic Bookstore and get the book, $1.95 for just a single copy. But there's also a promotion of 10 copies for $10. You can get it on Kindle on Amazon, and you can also get it in print form on Amazon.
might be a phenomenal book to be able to hand out to friends and family, especially over the Christmas season. Michael Heinlein, thanks for coming on, Michael. Great job.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, brother. Yeah, again, friends, you know, God is still speaking, and he's speaking to each and every one of us during this time. We can waste it. You know, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, when he would walk the halls of hospitals, he would shake his head at times, and he'd be heard saying, "So much wasted suffering. So much wasted suffering." And again, we don't have to go looking for that suffering, any of us. I think all of us, no matter who you are during this time, have gone through struggles. That there have been struggles that present to us every day of our lives, not even just during these last 9 months, but every day of our lives. And are we wasting it? Are we giving it over to the Lord and allowing it to be an opportunity to be able to help us to grow in holiness? Make that today. Make that start today, looking for God in the holiness of our lives. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. Let's offer our day in a prayer to the Holy Spirit and ask for the grace of God to be with us today as we pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Our Lady, pray for us. Angels, surround us. Holy souls in purgatory, we commend you to God's ocean of divine mercy and ask for your prayers today as well. Thanks for tuning in again, friends. I am John Leonetti. Talk to you tomorrow. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream hath died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with
John Leonetti in the morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.